Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. After N-Word. I want to holler at you, and I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call me, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Yeah, we got some exciting stuff going on here. Worked out a deal looking at busting out the new Smooth Drama newsletter. We did one way back in 2008, 2009. This time we're going to be coming back with a new one, so stay tuned. It's going to be a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're going to have some fun with it. So if you're interested in being involved with the Smooth Drama newsletter, feel free to email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I got you. I will take care of you because I'm that kind of guy. Like LL Cool J, I'm that type of guy. Oh, anyway. I always ask you also, go to the Smooth Drama page on Facebook. Ask to add me, and I will add you back. And if you just look up Smooth Drama, you Google Smooth Drama, wherever Smooth Drama is, Twitter, whatever social network you on. If I'm on there, hit a brother up, and I will add you. And we can talk. Just say hi. I just ask. Just say hi. I don't need nothing else. You say, hey, that's all I got. I'll be like, you know what? Thank you. Feels good to hear from you. In the meantime, also, if you ghost listening, like some of you do, feel free to jump into the chat room. I got you. I understand. We can, whatever you got on your mind, even if you're anonymous, I'm going to do it for you. We can put it out there. Now, speaking of putting it out there, Google Maps, they've apologized for recognizing the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Instead, they recognized the Confederate general and a traitor to the United States, Robert E. Lee. Because if I'm not mistaken, all the people that were in the Confederacy were traitors to the United States. If we're talking about it correctly, I know technically to a lot of people in the South, whatnot, they weren't traitors. They just, you know, they just were inhuman bastards that wanted to uphold their age-long tradition of slavery. But yeah, those traitors, they was recognizing Robert E. Lee instead of Martin Luther King Jr. And they Google noted that businesses in Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi might be closed because of General Robert E. Lee. That's what it was. It's all about Robert E. Lee. Now, of course, Google apologized, said it's working as quickly as possible to fix the problem, and the listings were automatically marked by Google and not by the businesses. Now, I think it's hilarious, actually, that they're like, you know what, we just going to come out. I mean, because they've come to the conclusion, and it is funny when you say this, that We can say whatever, we can say what we really want. And folks is down for that. You know, I don't think that they understood, you know, because at first it was political correctness. And, you know, folks was afraid to speak their mind. Then Trump candidacy came. And, I mean, and he was just like, you know what? I hate everybody. And I'm going to embrace hate. And now everybody's like, you know what? Even down to the tech companies, like, you know what? We don't need to do that whole Martin Luther King Jr. thing. We're going to do the traitor, General Robert E. Lee, the revered traitor. See, I said that, revered traitor. Maybe somebody catch it. Maybe they won't. Doesn't matter. But, yeah, that ain't, I mean, obviously, you know, that's not the only thing. I saw, and I know it's out there. The spirit is in the air. The spirit of disrespect. Politician from Greenwich, Christopher von Kieserling. Sounds like a damn old vampire, right? He's a 71-year-old Republican town representative. He was arrested last week. Because he called his 57-year-old colleague a lazy, blood-sucking union employee. And this was after they had an argument about politics. Nah, y'all white folks, y'all be serious about y'all politics, boy. Break whole families up, y'all, they argue. And then, after the argument, she was walking out the room. And they say he allegedly pinched her genital. I don't know how you pinch a woman's genital. See, because you can pinch a nipple. You can pinch a titty. But to pinch a genital, basically, they didn't want to say he grabbed her pussy. Which is, I mean, I don't know. I've never had that kind of argument. And I'm kind of mad now. Like, man. So, he got arrested, though. But he's not going to do no time. I mean, we kind of figure he's going to get community service. But, I mean, it's just funny. Folks is grabbing pussies now. I mean, Donald Trump said, hey, I like grab a pussy, and they just grab a pussy. And his attorney says that the allegations are over the top for what actually occurred. Said Chris von Kieserling, vampire, Chris von Kieserling, I may add, playfully gave a lady who he knew for 30 years a pinch. And there's surveillance footage, though, which is consistent with the woman's story. We are arguing, and I walk out, and he grabs my... does it happen like that? I mean, do we got it like that, where, like, you have an argument with a woman? You ain't... What? Politics? You don't know nothing. You stupid. Get out of my office. But hold on, let me grab your pussy first. I thought I had heard it all. But it's like, apparently we didn't got to that point where, beware, ladies, you get into that argument with a dude over politics, whatnot. You got to watch your pussy, because he may just reach out and touch you, and he won't be touching your hand and trying to make this world a better place if he can. He just, come and pet the pussy. Hey, 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 come and pet the pussy. Anyway. Oh, man. He's going to appear in court on January 25th. And, of course, I can't wait to hear what happens. I mean, I know he's going to get off, but the fact that he grabbed a woman's pussy, it's just so intriguing to me. Not because it's, like, intriguing in a funny sexual way, but it's just like, They were arguing. I don't know. I'm so mad I'm going to grab your pussy. All right. There you go. That is what it is. Now, actually, I'm going to be a little callow here. I'm going the other way. Bishop Eddie Long, the former pastor of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, he's dead. He died at 63 of cancer. I can't say that I'm sad. This is a dude What didn't he do? Shit. I guess we can start with what he was accused of. I mean, and he settled with his accusers, right? And it was after eight months, right? So he entered into some mediation talks, and the suit accused him of coercing men into having sexual relationships while they were teenage members of his congregation. It also said that he engaged in intimate sexual acts with the young men, such as massages, masturbation, and oral sex. Said he took the young men on trips, including to Kenya. He allegedly enticed the young men with gifts, including cars, clothes, jewelry, and electronic items. Of course, he denied the allegations. He maintained that he was attempting to be a father figure to the youth by providing them with financial assistance and encouragement. Butt naked, sending you. Y'all remember when he was sending them pictures of himself in tights? I mean, I'm reading this because in the article I was reading, they were talking about Eddie Long's death and homophobic theological legacy. Now, homophobic, they talk about Christians and the homophobia. That would be cool if he wasn't raping young men. So to say, you know, he was not a homophobe. He was just a racist. Period. Point blank. And anybody criticizing him was not a homophobe. I'm saying this wrong. You couldn't be accused of being a homophobe by accusing Eddie Long of rape, because that's what he was doing. Coercing young men, sending them pictures of himself in tights, and I mean, all in all, being a bastard while trying to, I mean, because you're talking about trying to be a father figure, but you're engaging in lewd acts with youngsters. I mean, if you want to do it with grown men, that's cool. Get your grown man on. Y'all can be on the down low, and y'all can, you know, he'd be like Star Wars. sword fighting. Go ahead. But when it's little kids involved, when I say little kids, we talking about teens. Yes, they're still little kids. They should not be involved with you. You should not be involved with children, youngsters. But that's Eddie Long. That's his legacy. Tonight I'm kind of attacking coons. And so Eddie Long is the first coon that I'm attacking because, shit, he's a coon. And yes, I said he's a coon just because he was messing with little kids. That's just whatever. I don't care. But my words may not get through enough for you. So I had to dig back in the crate and pull up my girl, Aisha Sekhmet. This is the Eddie Long song.
God damn.
You are now tuned in.
I was sitting out of the house smoking on blunt. Niggas could tell our vision when a news flash flashed across the screen. Eddie Long molesting two little boys. Damn.
Eddie Long.
God.
Man, you know you're wrong.
No, you're wrong, Eddie.
Eddie Long.
Oh, Eddie Long.
Why you got tight t-shirts on?
Let me preach you with extra comedians on. You are now tuned in to reality rap. Hey, Bishop, what's under that skirt? Kill Illuminati all through your body. 12 gay shoddy, that's your new birth. Let's begin the matrix of the church. You gotta understand that it's mind control. White people made up Jesus. The world is ran by homosexuals. Eddie started with a small group of robots looking for something to ease their pain. Eddie Long is amazing. He know the truth. Religion is a way to make his pockets lean. Bootleg, black skull and bones, research that. I ain't scared of your motherfucking bitch, no debt. The gay mafia, the brotherhood. They booty holes the gateway to Hollywood.
Eddie Long. Damn, Eddie, why you got that wig on?
Man, this thing got a wig on.
Eddie Long. Man, this shit got a thong. I bet your ass wear a thong.
Man, I bet your nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long. Paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all hear this shit?
Eddie Long.
Man, this shit fucked up, man.
Why you got that spandex on?
They get on motherfucking spandex,
man.
You lying to the people, house nigga sissy. The ancestors schooled me. Talking that shit with a Johnny Taylor wig. In a pulpit smelling like booty. Take your charge, call on your white guard. You off your square. High-raised man, stand before us. Denying I'm in riots even here. Jesus never had a girlfriend. That's what Eddie taught teenage boys. Bible scripture, mind control. Give him your ties, he'll push a Bentley toy. Secret society side of me. They'll kill him if he exposed the Illuminati. The crowd didn't ask and he ain't tell. Eddie tell them hoes what they wanna hear.
Eddie Long, why you got that wig on?
Man, this thing got a wig on.
This shit gotta stop. Eddie Long.
This shit gotta stop.
I bet your ass wear a thong.
Man, I bet that nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long.
Y'all gonna wake up to this shit, man.
Paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all hear this shit?
Eddie Long.
Man, fuck up, man.
Why you got that spandex on?
They got a motherfucking spandex. New birth logo represents the Jews. Zion order, he knows the truth. 10-5 rock to hit Goliath with and rub him on the head of your shitty dick. Offering plate, big mistake. He a lie to you, so you pay for his coke case. And it land hands on his stone. Massaging boys while you get your praise on. Birds of a feather, flock together. It's all a scheme to push the gay agenda. Frank T. sucks dick, George Bush sucks dick. Eddie fuck with T.I. and Ludacris. Tommy Lee fuck Luda, a house nigga. They love asshole and they don't want women. Tell the truth, see your congregation. Niggas blind to the pastor pimp relation.
Eddie Long. Why you got that wig on?
Man, this thing got a wig on.
Eddie Long. I bet your ass wear a thong.
Man, I bet that nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long. Paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all hear this shit?
Eddie Long.
Man, this shit fucked up, man. Damn.
Why you got that spandex on?
This thing got a motherfucking spandex, man. God said, because God said, give me something.
together, you've got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Aisha Sekhmet, the Eddie Long song. I wonder if they buried him in the thong. Like, am I wrong for saying? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I'm sorry. I mean, did they bury, was he requested to be in the thong? Like his last request? I want to be in the thong. It, anyway. Am I like desecrating the dead? Is that wrong? No. He's a racist. I'm sorry. Yeah. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. Ringling Brothers, they don't have on thongs. We won't have to worry about Ringling Brothers with thongs on. they're shutting down after 150 some years. Yeah, they came out, they said, I have made the difficult business decision that Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey will hold its final performances in May of this year, CEO Kenneth Fell wrote in a statement. The company started losing money after retiring its Dancing Elephants in May of 2016. Yeah. I'm going to say this. Circus is bullshit. First time I remember, my mama bought tickets and took me to the circus, and I fell asleep. She was mad. I was like, I'm not really feeling a monkey riding a tricycle. I don't get it. I mean, maybe I'm just one of them people who just never got the whole I got animals doing tricks thing. To me, it's just slavery. You got captive animals doing tricks for your amusement. I mean, I know I shouldn't go there, but it's like, ain't it like slavery? You got them, they say, oh, we're conserving them. I mean, but are you conserving them? You're the one who captured their ass in the first place. You're saying, no, hey, that's nature. They got to live, but apparently nobody got it. I mean, how the circus was popular, I don't know. I'll never know. Maybe it's just in me not to care about anything that resembled slavery. I'm just one of them cats that just, I was never feeling it. I mean, dude paid a $270,000 fine to the Department of Agriculture for violating the Animal Welfare Act, even though he never admitted to wrongdoing. And, you know, I guess all's well that ends well. I mean, it's sort of like the SeaWorld thing with the killer whales and whatnot. They're talking about they're depressed, and every now and again, they'll, like, bite a human's arm off, and then they're like, oh, well, that shouldn't have happened. It's like, look, they're not meant to be in no swimming pool for your enjoyment. Let them live it out in the sea, eating octopus and sharks and whatever the hell killer whales and everything else does. I mean, you see them behind the cage. I mean, they have the whole reptile structure, which I avoided, you know, going to the zoo. I've gone to the zoo as far as part of chaperoning the kids, whatnot. And I remember the last time I went to the zoo, as a child, was in sixth grade. And I don't remember the fun. I mean, I remember hanging out with my boys and we just playing the little video game that I had. But other than that, yeah, circuit closing. Oh, I'm not going to shed a tear. I don't shed a tear for slavery. I don't shed a tear for, I know there's animal lovers. But the circus conserved them. The zoo is conserving them. Nah, leave them be. Let whatever's going to happen, happen. Now, obviously, there's the human elephant, the human element, because the elephant, because people with the ivory and whatnot want to steal their tusks, whatever. But that's just because y'all make that a delicacy, not a delicacy, but something that means something. So people are killing the elephants and taking their tusks to get money so they can survive. I mean, it's like one of them weird circles where they're doing stuff in order to satiate your lust for shiny, pretty shit. But then you blame it back on the people who their only way to survive is to do that, to satiate you, because you put everybody in the box where in order to survive they have to do something like that. I mean, it's a weird cycle, because everybody's wrong but nobody's wrong according to their logic, depending on who you're talking to and how they're talking about it. I mean, and speaking of everybody being wrong, I don't know if y'all have seen the Kalia Mobley story. It was about the girl, Kamiya Mobley. She was abducted as a newborn from a Florida hospital and raised by the kidnapper in a South Carolina home. Come to find out, she has known for 2 years when she went to apply for a job. She was upset about it. She stayed home from school the next day. When she went for a job and she needed her birth certificate. And she, the mama, who they call Miss Gloria, kept brushing it off and said she was being hard on her mother, like, "Mama, where's my stuff? I want to get this job." And then supposedly mama broke down and told her, this is why right here, you can't do this. I kidnapped you. I don't know how you bust out to, one, kidnap a kid, to raise as your own. I mean, there are plenty of kids you can adopt. And I know that the adoption costs money, but there are plenty of people, relatives, who will give up their kid in a heartbeat so that you could take care of them. But I'm the mama. Like, yeah, okay. You take care of their kids, they won't care. I mean, there's plenty of that. I'm sure she probably had a few relatives that would have let her take their damn kids. The fact that you take the kid, and raise it as your own with no regard for the family that you took the kid from. And I mean, for the girl, you know how horrible that has to be? Because all her life, she's only known this woman. This is her mother, and apparently she took care of her and did right by her. But you come out, and now you know what happened. I mean, the detectives they're still trying to figure out why she did it, because she apparently won't tell them. And the thing is, she told her ex-boyfriend that she gave birth to their daughter when he was away. Yep. And said they continued to date until 2003, and then they shared custody after they split. But she's talking about him on Facebook like he's done nothing. And I mean, the girl is talking about him as her father, and how you've done nothing. You were nothing my whole life. I'm calling my fingers how many times I spent the night at your house. And you know, to talk about she's going back and forth with people who aren't her real parents. And, you know, her real parents. And she called her birth mother and said she heard her voice and hung up. And said she eventually just let it go. I mean, I don't know how to reconcile that. Because because you've lived a normal life all your life, and to find out everything you know is a lie. Everything you know is a lie. And your mother took care of you. And there are some strangers out there who are your real parents who just want to know you, want just be able to talk to you. obviously this woman, she deserves all kinds of bad stuff, because there's one thing to say, okay, well, she took the kid, she raised the kid, she did right by her, whatever. You stole someone else's child. I mean, you're talking about the life pattern of some parents that was altered. I mean, because who knows what they went through as far as the trying times, of just talking about, well, you had a kid, you just had a baby, and somebody stole it, and the agony and anguish behind all that, the paranoia. Whew. Man, I couldn't even imagine it. I couldn't even imagine it. That is one of the worst stories that I've ever heard. And this woman, Gloria Williams, I mean, I'm sorry. That's just mean, hateful. I'm trying not to say I wish cancer on her. I mean, it's one of those things, I'm saying it, and it's like, maybe I shouldn't say it, but damn it. To do that to somebody, stole my baby? I don't know. I mean, because if I'm of the Mobley family, I'm rolling up on her. You took my kid. If I see you, I'm stealing on you. Like folks should have stole on the city of Biloxi, who renamed their MLK holiday. I'm getting back on that. They renamed their MLK holiday the Robert E. Lee Day too. Great American Day. So it was a joint celebration. See, let's look how crazy that is for a second. I know I'm going back. I'm backsliding. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I was like crawling up. I was crawling up the mountain, and then the mudslide came. Great American Day. Martin Luther King. died talking about nonviolence and, you know, basically black folks having the same rights as everyone. Just the same rights. You know, we just won't be able to sit in the same dining room as you. We want to be able to order a drink like you. Get into the hotel. We don't have to go in the back. We can go through the front door. We can get in the same swimming pool. All stuff that just, it seems foolish now, because the kids, they're like, what are you talking about? That's stupid stuff. They don't understand that concept. They know it happened, but they don't understand the concept of it. But, I mean, when you think about Robert E. Lee, once again, is a traitor to the United States. He was the head of a group of American terrorists who wanted one thing, to hold other Americans as property. These are the two men. One is a traitor. One is a man who just wanted to be an American. Y'all got me on this kumbaya shit. I'm gonna get off of it, cause I'm gonna get into some coonage. I know. A lot of people are like, cause I've seen past show guests, Vicki Lynn Reynolds, talking about how people shouldn't be on Steve Harvey. He went there on behalf of President Obama because he's trying to, somebody got to help black folks. I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all. But as Ice Cube said, I'll never have dinner with the president. I'll never have dinner with the president. Because one, it wasn't Obama. It's the guy who has repeatedly said, y'all ain't shit. And has appointed a bunch of people who agree with the sentiment. There's the, oh, he said that stuff to get elected. And then there's the fact that he hired all folks who believe that. And the people that he hired to look out for black folks don't like black folks. Ben Carson. So, I mean, Do you sit with a cat like that? Yeah, oh yeah, we're friends. And it's like, you know, they talk about the walk of shame where you come out after he done did it to you. I'm not gonna say that Steve Harvey got down on his hands and knees and did the whole kiss the ring, whatnot. But he probably kissed the ring. Probably did. I'm sure there's going to be some folks that say, oh, Steve Harvey didn't sell out. But, I mean, do you meet with the guy who has basically said, I hate you. I hate your people, everything you stand for. You might as well roll with me because I'm not any less hateful than anybody else. I mean, that's his argument. Well, we all hate you. So you might as well roll with me. I mean, ain't that his argument? Like, hey, why not give us a chance? Hey, you've been down to Democrats. They ain't did nothing for you. They say they love you. Look, I ain't even gonna say that. But roll with me. Why not? What the hell? And I mean, had a compelling argument, like, well shit, why not me? Why not? You're not getting nothing from the other side, so you might as well roll with me. I mean, at least when I screw you over, you'll know that I'm screwing you over because, hey, I don't give a shit about you. That's the legacy of Donald Trump right there. Hey, at least he's real with you. And, I mean, he's setting up his coon network. I mean, it's a beautiful network. I mean, he's like appropriating coon after coon after coon. And it's like coon coming out the woodwork. We love Donald Trump. We love Donald Trump. We love what he's about. He played with my rump. Anyway. All right. It's Willie D. Because I'm not even going to talk about being coon. I'm going to let Willie D say it. This is really neat. Cool.
Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Tom.
He takes a Negro, so-called Negro, and makes him prominent. Build him up. Publicize him. Make him a celebrity.
Taking nigga jokes while he in the room. He gon' laugh harder than you, cause he a coon. I'm a coon, top down, pants up when I walk. Never call a CEO or boss, I'm not a coon. Boom, it's the elephant in the room. Nah, that's a motherfucking coon. Back then, 3 cents, Lincoln got wasted. But some of these niggas still on the plantation. Listen up, Charles Barkley. You light skinned, but they still calling you a darkie. The only reason that they put the mic in your face is so you can do their curtain talk down on your race. Then team made you big, put you on a wig. Now you acting like you never had trouble with pigs. You kissed a man in the mob, a real dude, that's a no-no. When you go come out the closet, you fucking homo. Saw your old television dressing in drag. What kind of dumb nigga say slavery wasn't that bad? This is San Antonio, niggas, that's the kettle in pot. With that busted up looking ass wife you got. If you're selling out your people, you're a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Who can get the second guy, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. If you're selling out your people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Stand both dots, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. How to make a coon if you wish for a black one. Put some change in his pocket and give him a platform. Put him on suspension if you cross that line. But if you're shitting on his people, give him more air time. Stephen A. Smith, what's up with that hairline? Big mouth louder than the 4 Alpine. Got a chip on his shoulder cause your ball game sucks. And you got him with repairs that your wife wanna fuck. I'm a savage running through the field of muck. Raven Simone, shut your chicken head dumbass up. White folks don't love you, black folks don't trust you. When you was on that show, Bill Cosby must have drugged you. I had to get you cause you're coining for capital. You Hollywood niggas are laughable. You're not infallible like Cosby. When they use you up, they gon' throw your ass under the bus. If you're selling that to people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Who can take a second guy, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. If you're selling that to people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Stand up for the doctor, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon.
Oh, hell, CNN is on. Check out this little bitch named Don Lamont. Get stuck in the butt, got your ass corrupted. You can smell weed, but you can't smell injustice. Selling your people out by the police murder. I wish the protesters would have shot you in Ferguson. I wish there would have been Stacey Dash on the ground instead of Michael Brown. But what additional rounds? Heard you slept your way to the top. Somebody lying. You a G-list after been divorced 3 times. Thank ass. They say you easy, but you on Fox News. How you gonna talk about somebody else more than value? Let's pop these clowns up to undermine the plight. Give them the spotlight and reduce them to sound bites. Uncle Tom dancing to the stereo. How you motherfucker sleep that night? If you're selling that to people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Who can take a second job, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon. If you're selling that to people, you a coon. If you hate your own kind, you a coon. Stand up, you a coon. You a coon, you a coon, you a coon.
The supporters of coons love to talk about how they respect them because the coon has their own mind or they have their own opinions or they think outside of the box. That's a lie. The reason why they support the coon is because they can control the coon. Now, some people gonna have a problem with me calling these coons out. First thing they gonna say is crabs in the bus, crabs in the bus. Let me tell you something. This ain't got nothing to do with me trying to hold another black person back. I love to see black people getting. You understand what I'm saying? But it's no criticism of the black community. I weigh your contribution to the black community, and you black, you a motherfucking coon. If every time the police shoot somebody black and you take the police side, you are a coon. If you
fix your mouth and say that we ended racism and discrimination in America like this old coon-ass nigga, David Clark, who called himself a sheriff in Milwaukee, you are a coon. If you are of any ethnicity, of any white, and you support Donald Trump, yes, you are a coon. If you out here ratting on the next man, because he hustling, and y'all doing the same thing, you're not just a coon, you're a motherfucking rat coon. Now let me get back to cross dressing ass nigga Charles Barkley. Look here, nigga, you love to talk about how you'll slap somebody. I wish you would put your motherfucking hands on me. I'll body your fat ass. Real talk. This nigga got a real self-hate issue. Fuck Charles Barkley and the ground he walked on. And if you fucking with Charles Barkley, fuck you too. Yeah, I said it. It's Willie D. H-Town. Step 4. 33rd. What a coon is that? What a coon is that? What is that?
Your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was Willie D. Coon. I could play that every day. I have it on my playlist as a song that I listen to in the mornings when I get up some morning and get my workout on in the morning. That's one of my motivational songs. Your coon, your coon, your coon. Dang. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com is the email. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to say it, right? When they cooning, don't want to let go. You know, hold on tight to the cocoon. You know, not butterflies jumping out of the cocoon. We talking about the coon. Like, I don't want to let go. I'm just gonna carry my coon bag with me. I got the tattoo that says I'm a coon on their chest, on their breast, on their ass cheek, whatever. Maybe that's what's happening in the room. They're like getting branded. Trump's coons. Shh. Ah, yes, Trump. I am your coon now. Oh, I have the mark of coon. Like with the mark of coon, instead of the mark of Cain, you get the mark of coon. I'm gonna have to trademark that. Mark of coon. I have to make that up. Mark of Coon. Speaking of which, I don't know what to make of Gambia's president, Yahya Jammeh, declared a state of emergency just 2 days before he stepped down, citing extraordinary foreign interference in the country's post-electoral crisis. He said the declaration was necessary on national TV, I might add, because after the unprecedented and extraordinary amount of foreign interference in the December 1st presidential election, and also in the internal affairs of Gambia. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States has repeatedly called on Jammeh to respect the result of the vote he lost. He's supposed to cede power to Adama Barrow and step aside. He's like, no. And so he came out and he said, foreign powers that created an unwarranted hostile atmosphere, threatening the sovereignty, peace, security, and stability of the country. That's forcing him to act. You know, it's sort of like akin to Obama, like, you know what? I ain't stepping down. That we in a state of emergency. I dispute the Trump election, the Trump result, because of a foreign policy, a foreign power interference. Sounds familiar, right? And he's like, I'm not stepping down. It's not going to happen. I don't care who says it. I don't care about the Constitution, none of that. And so the state of emergency lasts 7 days. And it could last up to 90 days if the National Assembly confirms it, which of course is not happening because he's acting unilaterally on his own. But I mean, once again, I'm sure there's a plethora of black folks that's like, yeah, Obama should do that. Like, nah. The people voted. And like Jama, gotta go. Jama, I'm just gonna stick with Yaya and just because I'm gonna mess the name up. But anyway, the fact that he doesn't want to quit, does he not want to quit because he's right? Conspiracy theory, Western powers, we know that's not unprecedented that the Western powers would put in their guy. Or it could be, hey, he lost and he was corrupt. And the new guy, although most of them are all corrupt, but the new guy is, you know, he's going to be the beneficiary. And he's like, nah, that should be my dope. I done worked hard to destabilize my country. And here y'all going to come in and reap the benefit of me messing it up for you. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just funny if Obama did this same thing. It'd probably be like riots in the street. You know, black folks happy. But we be going back to getting shot by the police. I don't know. I'm just saying. Be interesting. I'll be following that Gambia to see what could happen. I am going to talk about Obama here for a second. Y'all know I may not have been the biggest Barack Obama fan, because I've been waiting on him to do something, show black folks some love. It's like, it's the 17th, right? Trump doesn't go into office till the 20th. My suggestion is, hey, Obama, you're commuting sentences. I mean, he commuted Chelsea Manning's sentence and thousands more. I mean, he granted 209 federal clemency to 209 federal prisoners last week. They were convicted of drug crimes. He's commuted the sentences of 1,385 individuals. Now, one of them, the Chelsea Manning, the former Army intelligence analyst convicted of leaking a giant list of government documents to WikiLeaks. Manning was a transgender woman who had been pushing the Army to allow her to have sex reassignment surgery to treat her gender dysphoria. She's going to be released, he, she, whatever, going to be released in May. And all that sounds good, except they start naming off famous names like Chelsea Manning, Oscar Lopez Rivera, who was part of some militant group fighting for Puerto Rican independence. And I'm sitting up there, I kept looking through the names, and I didn't see Mumia Abdul-Jabbar. You know, the Black Panther, framed. I didn't see his name. Now, if Obama wanted to do something, like, what day is Friday? Friday is the 19th. If he wanted to, he could just, like, commute the sentence to Mumia Abdul-Jabbar. Let the brother go free. Then the world is a better place. I would come on the show. I would bow down. I would wear my Obama t-shirt. I would proclaim Obama as the number one president in the history of presidents. I would go all the way out with it. I would ride with that dude. Anything he say would be golden to me after that. But I somehow doubt that's going to happen. Freeing the Black man, a Black Panther, who's been unjustly locked up in jail all his adult life now. Probably not going to happen. But it should. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, and I know folks are going to be like, see, there you go, tripping. But the Flint, Michigan crisis was declared a year ago. Now, experts say the city's water system has improved, but the residents still can't drink the water from their taps. Now, yesterday, researchers and public officials hosted a town hall meeting in Flint to share the latest water quality data. They focused on progress. Hey, lead levels and water samples are easily below the threshold to comply with the federal safe drinking water standard and have been for several rounds of testing. Only thing is, you can't drink the water. So how safe is it if you can't drink it, right? The water is good, you just can't drink it. That doesn't sound like good. Now, am I blaming President Obama for messing up the water? No, of course not. But the fact that that shit was not number one, two, three, four, and five, and he wasn't hollering and screaming, fix the goddamn water. I can have beef with. And once again, this is Poe, folks. That other stuff, I don't care about Chelsea Manning and anybody else he released. I'm like, well, one, Abia Mubu Jamal, Mumia, free Mumia. It's still there, and people still can't drink the water in Flint. That's all I got. Mr. F the N-word, smooth drama. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.